A measles outbreak in southwestern Ontario continues to grow, with 3 more confirmed cases announced on Friday. The latest patients are children in Norfolk County, part of Grand Erie Public Health, which also oversees Haldimand, Brant and Brantford. Grand Erie now has 19 confirmed measles cases this year and all but 3 are in children. The health unit said one child was hospitalized but has since been released. The rapidly rising case count prompted Grand Erie's Acting Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Malcolm Locke, to declare a measles outbreak on Wednesday. While announcing the latest confirmed measles cases, the health unit said people who visited Walsingham Christian School on January 20 are 21, Houghton Public School on January 21 or La Salette Old Colony School on January 21, 22 or the 24th of May have been exposed to the highly contagious disease. It spreads by droplets that can hang in the air for several hours after an infected person leaves the area. A spokesperson for the Grand Erie District School Board directed the Spectator to the health unit and said staff at the public school board work collaboratively in these matters and rely on their expertise. Residents may have also been exposed at the Delhi Walk-in Clinic the night of January 23rd. Langton Arena the afternoon of January 25 and the emergency departments at Woodstock General Hospital and Norfolk General Hospital in Simcoe in the morning and early afternoon of January 27. The emergency department at Tillsonburg District Memorial Hospital is another potential exposure site. The health unit advises visitors on January 25 from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and January 26 from 10:37 p.m. to 12:45 a.m., to monitor for measles symptoms, which can take up to 2 weeks to show themselves. The main symptoms are fever, red rash, runny nose, cough, red eyes, and fatigue. More severe outcomes are possible in people born after 1970 who are not double vaccinated against measles, mumps, and rubella, MMR. Locke said it is predominantly unvaccinated people or those with only one dose who are catching the measles in Norfolk and across Ontario. I can't emphasize more the contagiousness of this disease and the fact that we should take as many precautions as we can, said Locke. He assured residents the MMR vaccine is safe and 2 doses provide nearly 100% protection. We would encourage people, especially in the area where these cases are occurring, that they should check their vaccination records and make sure they've had their 2 doses, Locke said. The Norfolk cases have an effect on neighboring health units, since some West End residents use hospitals governed by Southwestern Public Health. Dr. Nin Tran, Southwestern's Medical Officer of Health, said his health unit has 3 lab-confirmed measles cases in local children but a significant number of exposures, due to residents traveling between his region and Haldimand, Norfolk. Locke and Tran urged anyone with possible measles symptoms to call ahead before visiting a clinic, doctor's office or hospital in order to reduce the risk of exposing others to the virus.